Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of The Preamble. Listen, I know you're dealing with a lot, and it's even harder to do it when the world around you feels chaotic. But I'm here to help. Each week, my expert guests and I slow things down to talk about the stories shaping our world, what's really happening behind the headlines, why it matters, how it all connects. And if you're ready for real understanding and maybe even a little bit of hope, follow and listen to The Preamble wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. We in this thing. Yes, I thought we'd start the morning off for us. Three Live Crew in the building this morning, man. DJ Lil Vegas is here for a
quick man.
Link this thing, man. It's simple. It's simple. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how we start.
DJ Lil Vegas in the throwback mix on 102 Jams.
102 Jams, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. Three Live on your radio, giving you that dopeness on a quick mix. Link the mix. 9 minutes after six, y'all. 12 days of Christmas starts Monday. Be ready. You love me, yeah. 102 Jams went in the Ragsdale yesterday. Halftime shoot to win. The homie Justice got to shoot that half-court shot. The gym, standing on their feet, clapping.
Yeah.
My boy Justice go up there, get him a running start, shoot that thing. We all watch it go wide left and smack that backboard hard as hell. PS4 still here at Hip Hop Headquarters.
Oh, Justin.
Yes,
at least he made it to the backboard.
Yeah, he did.
People don't do that now.
Now, that's a good point.
It's going to be rough on him at lunch today, though.
Might be a little rough on him at lunch today.
The boy's going to see you at lunch.
13 minutes after 6. What's up?
Good morning.
What up, fam?
Trying to link that mix.
What's the link to the mix, bro?
All the songs had Juvenile in it.
Yes. They did, because the mix was a Hot Boys mix.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But that was pretty much correct. That was pretty much correct.
We'll give it to you.
The was the Hot Boys. Can you name all of the Hot Boys?
I can name Q.
Huh?
Yeah, Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Birdman. Juvenile.
No.
That's all I got.
No, Birdman isn't one of the Hot Boys.
Birdman ain't a hot boy?
No, Birdman not a hot boy.
Ain't no Birdman wasn't a hot boy?
Birdman is Cash Money owner. He is not a hot boy.
He was never a hot boy?
No.
Kevin Manny?
No, them was Big Timers.
They was Big Timers.
Yes.
I'm rich.
Yeah.
I'm fucking Big Timers.
Yes, them the Big Timers.
Them the Big Timers.
Yeah, Hot Boys was BG,
boys?
BG, Turk, Wayne, and Juvie.
Oh, yeah.
My boy didn't know.
I wouldn't have said Turk.
Trying to help you. You wouldn't have said Turk?
I don't know why I always forget Turk.
Can't forget Turk. Turk used to have
and
bars.
And I would have thrown in Birdman.
Would have took out Turk and put Birdman.
And Manny Fresh.
And Manny Fresh. Man, I'm glad I could educate y'all this morning. But you are correct, man. It is a Hot Boys mix because all of them had Juvie, too.
All right, man.
No doubt. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm Scott, calling from Evan. Heading into work this morning.
Headed into work, man. Get it in, man. It's that Christmas time. Get that guap up.
Mm-hmm. Firefighter, man.
Firefighter. That's what's up, bro.
That's
appreciate
what's up,
y'all.
Yeah.
Definitely appreciate y'all.
Appreciate y'all, too.
Somebody hit me yesterday and said, what's that music bed y'all be playing all the time? I hear it, but I can't think of the name of it. It's Optimistic, baby. Be optimistic.
Your head to the sky.
Yeah, buddy. 17 minutes after 6 o'clock, 12 days of Christmas. Starts Monday.
The 11th of December. That is when ASAP Rocky is heading back to Sweden to headline his very first concert since his jail fiasco over the summer. Now, when ASAP Rocky gets back, he sent a formal request to the prison that he was being held in when he was locked up because he says, you know what? I want to do something for the prisoners that are locked down. I want to go back and perform for them. Now, when ASAP Rocky was over there, that man couldn't wait to be out. Tore that prison down. I mean, talked the most junk about that prison.
Yeah.
Made it sound like a hell hole. But now that he's out, he want to go back. He want to perform for the prisoners. I told y'all a few weeks ago he wanted to design new uniforms for him and whatnot. And maybe he just is compelled in his heart to do so. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he sent a formal request that, listen, can I come back and perform for my former fellow inmates? And the jail said no. Yes, the jail said no. Not necessarily because they don't want A$AP Rocky back, but they said there are some security issues and some logistics that they can't really quite figure out. And so they're not going to be opening their doors for A$AP to perform at this time.
Just want to go back and perform and show he free in front of them.
Oh, man.
Is that what
just
it
so
is?
Petty. Yeah. Want to go
That's
over there. Go over there and perform. Well, he free, Rob. They still in there. He coming back. Yeah, I'm performing for y'all. I'm free.
No, maybe it's I see what y'all going through in here. Y'all not having a good time, and it's a horrible situation. I want to bring some life to y'all. Maybe when he was in there, he was like, yo, man, when I get out, man, I'm going to come back.
Stop right there. That cellmate was throwing feces in him.
That's what he said.
He is going to shine on that cellmate. That cellmate right there, he going to point him for real.
He said the man in the cell across from him was throwing feces, mentally ill and throwing feces. That's what that man said.
You think he ain't going back to shine?
That was your one inmate. He won't get to come to the concert.
That man said he couldn't drink the water, was sleeping on a concrete floor, on a yoga mat.
That's why he wants to do this concert for the less fortunate inmates, y'all. Give them some love and some hope in there.
I ain't bringing no light to nobody. You want to bring some light, take some food up in there. Feed them. That's what they want.
Some on their books.
He might can smoke some of that.
Put some on their books. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You really want to bring some light.
Put some on their books to buy what? Ain't nothing about over there.
God, he gonna do songs they don't even know.
No, they know he was over there performing. They know his music. Look out for the 102 Jams family in the Greensboro and Winston-Salem Christmas parades going down this Saturday. Morning and afternoon. Double duty on the parade tip this Saturday, baby.
Yeah, we are.
I need a coat.
Look at you.
Dang, you still ain't got your good coat.
I never got me a good coat.
Gosh, you're running out of time.
Oh, no, at this point, I can't get one.
What?
I'm going to just be out there on the inside of the truck.
Bundle up.
Throwing my hand up out the top
Trey
of the truck.
Trey Wise acting like he can't get a good coat.
No, no.
No, not around here. 26 minutes after 6, y'all. Good morning. Sunday, I used to pull up every week. You should have seen up. Got me doing things I never do. 102 Jabs, 3 Live Crew. No, Roxy ain't laughing because my daggone Tar Heels got blown out like a birthday cake candle last night. She's laughing because LeBron James walked to the concession stand mid-game with the basketball in his hand and it wasn't called. Drakers is showing it to her now. That boy walked from half court to the top of the three-point line without dribbling the ball.
One, two, three. Rock, he took about 3 steps right there just holding the ball.
He said he had a malfunction.
Even my man's checking it was like, yo!
Man, he couldn't even play defense right. It's 102 Jams. We're the 3 Live Crew, y'all.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, you should know they're now used.
Treat yourself to a festive favorite today. Only at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Mm. Official smoothie of the Carolina Panthers.
What you want, Nat? You want some of that?
No, I like
You know you love them smoothies.
I do.
You want some of that? Some of that cranberry in your mouth?
I just get me a cranberry. Peanut butter cup. Add a little bit of yogurt. I'll be straight.
Peanut butter cup?
Yeah, I love them. Tastes like Reese's. And I don't even really do Reese's like that.
The smoothie do?
Yeah. That joint jumping. Peanut butter cup, tropical smoothie, jumping.
Six 29 minutes to 7 o'clock.
Why did that disappoint you?
No,
leave it alone. My bad. I'm sorry, Bone. Go ahead. My bad.
I mean, you're just a grown man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're talking about peanuts and all of that.
No, peanut butter cup.
Mm.
It's a difference.
It's talking about peanut butter.
Cups.
Peanuts.
Buttercups.
Buttercup. Doing all this smoothie stuff.
I love smoothies. Now, I love a smoothie. I go to juice shop and get me a good smoothie, a razzmatazz or a guava gulp.
Would you,
go over there to tropical smoothie and get me a Bahama Mama.
Would you like bone a man to eat a good biscuit?
That's it.
Hmm?
Just a dry biscuit?
Dry. No jelly.
No drink either.
No. Dry, swallow spit after he done. That's a real man.
They don't squirt none.
Where the real man at? Where the real man?
Just found out I'm not a real man.
Oh, that's 2 non-real men in the room.
41. I already knew that. 41 degrees. Dang. The high today gonna be 55. The sun gonna be out. No rain.
Let me tell you.
Where the real men?
Right here.
No, not you.
On the roads, there's no accidents. Where the real drivers at? Like me. And drink.
When I tell you I want my biscuit so moist and fluffy.
Bro, I got to have some jelly on it.
Yeah,
I got to.
Yeah.
That's your 102 traffic jams.
Hip-hop sounds around your town.
It's 6:36 on a Thursday, so you already know what that means. Ooh, yeah. Good morning, Clee.
Just maxing. You understand what I'm saying? What's going on with y'all?
Morning, Clee.
Cooling.
Yeah. Y'all get y'all some Black Friday stuff?
Yep.
Nah.
But you ain't go out shopping?
Nah.
What'd you get, Baby Rock?
Got a TV, got some pots and pans, some blinds.
How many inches was the TV?
Dang.
How many inches was it?
Just a little something.
Oh, just a little something.
Sound like about 70. When somebody throw it out there and don't want to put it out there, sound like about 70.
Either it's 70 or 28.
Yeah. Either you don't want to, either too big to tell or too small or even want to. Inspirational quote number one.
Could have got a MacBook, Rock.
How the hell your breath stank around Christmas? It's free peppermints everywhere.
Hey, that's real.
Everybody got...
That's real. You said something, boy.
Everybody got them. They sitting on people's little desks.
Because they match
the front
scene
with the receptionist. Yeah. They in church. It's just peppermints. Here you go. Oh, fire burning. Thoughtspirational quote number two.
Her. Dudes don't pull hair no more. Him. I know. Y'all keep cutting it off. We got to slap the back of y'all head with green alcohol now.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, Rob, you got a little short hair.
So?
Dude, Rob.
You got a short hair.
So? Dude, can't even pull that.
And my man Chris re-up on that green alcohol.
I do got enough at the top for pulling.
Girl, you know how awkward that is, him to grab you at the top of your scalp, pulling your
Okay, jeans. I got enough.
Gonna hurt your neck pulling that.
Yes, sir.
The inspirational quote number three.
Oh, everybody wanna settle down now, but 30 degrees ago, y'all was...
30 degrees ago, all of y'all just living it up. Look at you now. Look at you now.
Quality thoughtspirations this morning.
Look at you now.
I mean it like Harrison, baby on baby drop tape. I woke up a couple mil on my pill.
19 minutes and it will be 7 a.m. And I didn't think that we could get smacked that bad in the Dean Dome.
I went to sleep
for
6 minutes.
Oh, man. We got blown out like a stripper's back at NBA All-Star Weekend, Bit Rock. Blown out. 74-49 was the final. 25 points. Cole Anthony gave us 15 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists. We really lost the game when Armando Bacot went out at the 12:56 mark. Came down, sprained his ankle. Roy said he'd probably be out a couple games.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a good look. L's going to pile up like dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bro. Yeah.
Nobody else can get a bucket.
He your man's. But I clear, to me, your man trash.
Who, bro?
B-Rob.
Man, gosh, I expected so much more from B-Rob. I'm willing to eat my humble pie. I expected more from B-Rob. I expected more from Keelan. Neither one have given me anything. Unpopular opinion, Cole ain't been the Cole that I was expecting to see either.
They said he was coming off a little sick. He was sick.
I heard that.
I get it.
Yeah, I heard that. But even still, like other games, like he might give you 21, but he's shooting 5 for 20.
You know who don't need to see shoot no more jumpers? 55 and Leaky.
Keeling.
Yeah.
Keeling, that's what I'm saying.
Don't shoot no more jumpers. And Leaky don't shoot no more jumpers either.
It's all bad. 49 points. James Harden had more than that the other night.
Who was number 22? When number 22 came in the game, who was number 22?
Miller. Wes Miller, little brother.
Are you for real?
Mm-hmm. The big man. We needed somebody with some size. Armando was out. Huffman is a liability on defense. You saw him get beat backdoor 2 plays in a row.
And that's Wes Miller's?
That's Wes Miller's little brother. He'll walk on. You can say it's no shade.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Wes Miller was a walk on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember that?
Duh.
We look bad. We have no scoring power. And when we don't play defense and we play a defensive team like Ohio State, it looks real bad to the tune of 74-49. Worst home loss by a ranked Tar Heel team in the history of Tar Heelness.
Oh, man. Dang. You hate those.
You hate those.
We look like we's back to the...
You hate
those. The Ademola Okalaja days.
What?
You remember Uncle Elijah now?
They start sending me questions like, are we going to even make it to the NIT last night?
Go ahead, man.
Now, I think you're being a bit ridiculous. But last night looked bad.
I keep 100 racks.
It happened.
My G. I remember hitting them all with the whole team. Nine, can't ask a call.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you. And guess what? It's this time of year. 9 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock.
Let me tell you something. You know a song is huge when it gets its own documentary. Like, this song is so big.
What?
This song has made so much history. We got to do a documentary about it. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas is You. It's getting its own little mini documentary from Amazon. It's called Mariah Carey is Christmas. It's going to go over the history of this song that she dropped in 1994. Ever since Mariah Carey dropped this song, every single year during the holidays, it makes it onto the Billboard Hot 100. And I mean, not like down there towards the bottom in the 70s, 80s, 90s. No, right now, what number is this song on the Billboard Hot 100?
6.
No, not that high.
11.
18.
Teens.
18. The song was dropped in 94. And the closer we get to Christmas, it's just going to keep on going up.
And it's only played one time a year, like one certain time a year. Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, around this time.
But it is the Christmas, like... It's this Temptations Christmas. Like, those are songs that are like staples.
Staples,
like,
yes.
This song gives you all the vibes of Christmas.
Every vibe.
Even
every
the little
Christmas
bells
vibe
in it, her voice with it. And like, you just see snow and furry hats, and it just feels good.
It does.
25 years later, a documentary, and what's crazy, Rock, I'm interested.
Yes. They dropped a trailer for it yesterday. I watched the trailer. Yes.
I'm interested.
And I am going to watch this little mini documentary.
Because I would like to know, because I know even she's still surprised by that.
Yes.
Like, she doesn't have, does she have, well, I'm like that. Does she have a bigger hit? She can.
She
does?
Huh?
Rock, this is every year for 25 years. It's been in the top 20 of the Billboard chart.
But you know, What's her song with Boyz II Men? Held the record that Lil Nas X broke for 20 years.
Oh.
So, yeah, that was huge. What was that song called? And I Know You. Sweet Day. Yeah, that song.
Yeah.
That was really big. Like, Mariah got big records, man.
She has really
big records. So, later this month, that's when we can expect the documentary is going to premiere exclusively on Amazon. And it features interviews from Mariah Carey and the producer of the song, who I did not know, Randy Jackson.
Really?
Yes.
Man, Randy's so rich.
Yes.
Randy rich as hell.
For $3, available at participating convenience stores.
Back at it.
Hey, we're going to be in the Greensboro and Winston parades this weekend. Y'all going to come see us?
102 Jams.
Roxy on the radio capping.
Yo! Yo, just because you misread something one time?
Well, Carolina
just because I misread something one time, I misread something.
Carolina shot 27% from the field last night against Ohio State.
No cap.
I'm going to just start throwing out random stats from the game last night, just like throughout the break. I mean, throughout the show, just every now and then.
Okay.
49 points, the third lowest total in the Dean Dome ever in history. You want to let the people know what you was capping about?
I wasn't capping. I just misread. And my apologies, okay? When I was talking about the Amazon documentary for Mariah's song, All I Want for Christmas is You, I misspoke.
Cap.
I said Randy Jackson produced the song, but that is not correct.
What'd he do?
He will be on the documentary talking about the song, but he is not the producer that produced the song. So my apologies for that. I did want to correct that.
Stop capping to the people, Bit Rock. In the meantime, we got a quick
mix. Stop capping, my bad.
From DJ Lil Vegas. From a hip-hop pioneer, I would like to say. Do you agree? Yes or no?
I know you see me on the video.
Was that Cap Big Rock or was that a fact? Is Lil' Kim a pioneer?
I say so.
9 minutes after 7, and all this conversation about what's a legend, who's a legend, things of that nature. Do you give Lil' Kim legendary status?
Yes.
Drankins, you're one of those moment in time people. Do you give Lil' Kim legendary status?
I think he said no before.
Yeah.
He don't give Kim legend.
No? It's hard to be a legend for drinking. 10 minutes after 7. A couple of guns, a couple of that bust up the party and fuck up the fun. 16 minutes after 7 o'clock, 12 days of Christmas, smart TVs, Apple AirPods, Sony PS4s, Amazon Echoes, Xboxes. All of that begins on Monday.
December 18th, that's when Tekashi's sentencing will begin. Now, initially, Tekashi 6ix9ine wasn't going to be sentenced until January 24th, 2020. But his lawyer put in a request, asked the judge, please expedite this. Go ahead, get it out of the way. The judge said, you know what? I will do that. So in a little while, is that about 2 weeks?
Yeah.
In about 2 weeks or so, we will know how much time Tekashi 6ix9ine will be getting in jail. Now, TMZ yesterday, they got a hold of documents that were sent to the judge by the prosecution. And the prosecution is really on the line for Tekashi 6ix9ine. They said that without Tekashi, they never would have been able to put the other three in jail. Mm. They said his testimony was extremely valuable. Mm. He put his life on the line in order to put criminals behind bars. And they are asking the judge for a lighter sentence for Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Hey, Tekashi going to be home for Christmas.
Man, yo.
That's what I was going to say. Wasn't this at a point in time like he was going to get out? And he was talking about how he was going to have the security and all that. He wasn't going to go into witness protection.
I mean, that's still a possibility.
That's still a possibility.
Right? Just depending on how much time the judge gives him. Like initially, when he first got arrested, you were talking about like a life sentence, and then they were saying, well, maybe like a 40-year sentence, and then some reports were coming out that it could be as little as 5 years. Like, I am really interested to see how much time he gets.
I am too. And I saw a story yesterday, Rock. Did you see that it said Bobby Shmurda should be home next week?
Child.
For real.
How many times are we going to be talking about Bobby Shmurda coming home?
How long Bobby Shmurda been locked up, Rock?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
Maybe 4 years.
Drink.
What's this, 2019?
Yeah.
Just got a body. Six?
Seven.
He's been in for 7 years?
It don't seem like that long, does it?
No.
It doesn't.
Hey. He better not get out.
You said, how he when been you in say for that? 7 years?
Huh? When'd you say?
Supposed to get out next week.
Oh, next week. Whoo. Boy, the pictures.
You don't believe it, Rock? It seemed off, right?
That's. I don't think that's right.
That's not accurate.
Because I remember that being like breaking, and we were 3 Live Crew, and that wasn't 7 years ago.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Rat simming like a pinata. Few blue Balenciagas.
It's 7:21, y'all. 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. And thanks to the Tar Heels losing 74-49, we lost the Big Ten ACC tournament 8-6. Just wanted to put that out there again. We got our asses kicked last night. Quote, he's really good at that fake, Lamar Jackson. But when you consider his dark skin color with a dark football with a dark uniform, you just couldn't see that thing. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point on the fake, on the handoffs.
Yeah, Rob.
That's Tim Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Ryan worked for San Francisco 49ers, as their announcer. And he was on the Bay Area radio station yesterday where he had those comments. Yes. Yes, Tim Ryan is white. And he said he was just trying
to... Yeah, we knew that.
He was just trying...
You didn't have to clarify that for anyone.
He was just trying to explain the conditions of what he saw. He said, listen, I apologize for the words that I used, but Lamar Jackson is an MVP caliber quarterback, and I respect him greatly. Mm-mm. I was just trying to describe what I was seeing out there and make it visual for the people.
What the hell is he talking about?
And he's been suspended for a game. He will not do the call of the game.
Oh, one game. Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo.
One little game he gets. Say that again. Read that again, please.
You want me to read it again? He's really good at that fake, Lamar Jackson. But when you consider his dark skin color with a dark football with a dark uniform, you couldn't see that thing. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point on the fake handoffs. You know, Black Twitter was livid.
One game.
I'm not going to let it work me up.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
Especially the one game thing either, huh?
I'm going to stop saying one game. I'm
adjust your fantasy football lineups. Everybody right now should be pretty much in the playoffs. If you're not in the playoffs, your league is trash. Nevertheless, adjust your fantasy football lineups tonight. Chicago Bears versus the Dallas Cowboys. Will I be wearing my robe tomorrow is the question.
I couldn't have been in that booth. As a black man, I couldn't even been in that black, like a production and assistant.
So what he was saying was, man,
I couldn't even been in that booth.
Lamar's hand is the same color as a football.
Yeah. His arm, you know.
He was just saying everything was just so dark that, like, he was more effective on the play actions because you couldn't see, you couldn't differentiate, is what he was trying to say.
I couldn't have been in the same room.
One game you got, huh?
One game. Then I had to be in the room. They ain't going to give him a shot to the jaw like, fire, y'all.
Now he fired.
I'm fired.
And in court for assault.
Yeah.
Because you should be able to control yourself.
Man.
Carolina shot 27% from the field last night.
All right.
727, y'all. It's 102 Jams. Good morning.
Always puts me first.
Come again?
Now.
Okay.
I know I've been around, but I swear you got the best on
earth. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew, Fat G's, Big Mo, Marky Mark, and Showdown in the big black and yellow bourbon while Lil Vegas mixes from the truck bed. The Greensboro and Winston-Salem Christmas parades going down this Saturday.
To learn all about it, visit nc529.org today.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, buddy?
7:30. 30 minutes after 7 o'clock. 40 degrees. The high today, 55. Guess what? The sun gonna be out. It's not gonna rain. It's still gonna be cold, though.
In Greensboro, I-85, I-40 eastbound between Mount Hope Church Road, exit 132, and exit 138. They're stop-and-go traffic because an accident has the left and center lanes blocked. In Winston-Salem, Stratford Road at Kimwell Drive, there is an accident that is causing delays there as well. Buckle up out there and get it together. That's your 102 traffic jams with just 30 minutes until 8 a.m.
What?
Don't look at it too long.
I can look wherever the hell
over
I want
there staring
look.
At me, wanting it.
Ooh.
Boy, go ahead.
God damn. Wanting it.
Changing leaves. Avoiding the sneeze.
7:34. 26 minutes away from 8 a.m. And the 3 Live Crew is right here on your radio with your thoughtspiration.
Sing with me in morning. Your car.
I didn't know my fan base was so wide.
Oh, how'd you find that out?
Hey, went over there to the store the other day, picked me up a BOGO on some sodas. you're youngin, about 7 years old, ran up on me and say, ooh. I say, sing it there, youngin. Yeah.
7 years old.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I didn't know I had customers that old.
Well, yeah, 7 years drink soda.
No. Musical customers.
Oh.
I like my music. They buy my music too. Them customers.
Are you selling music?
What you mean? Yeah, I sell music.
I just haven't
Rex
seen
the records, baby.
Oh.
Okay.
Where can they be purchased? Huh? Your music.
Where can it be purchased?
Yeah, where can people buy your music?
On all the streaming platforms. It's on all the streaming platforms.
Oh. Let me pull mine up real quick.
The inspirational quote number one.
Her. Dudes don't pull hair no more. Him. I know. Y'all keep cutting it off. We got to slap the back of y'all head with green alcohol now.
Yeah. Just edge you up from the bike.
Yeah.
Hit the back of that neck for you while I'm hitting the back of that.
Yeah.
The inspirational quote number two.
Women say the most hurtful shit when arguing. Well, finish your own job application, you slow motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Well, my man already unemployed going through it. There's no need.
Damn.
To stress the what's already known. Don't need to be said.
May have been no need for him to say what he said.
Don't need to be said.
Thus,
inspirational quote number three.
How the hell your breath stank around Christmas? It's free peppermints everywhere.
I'm talking about hanging off trees.
Yeah.
People put them on their Christmas trees.
They do.
You walk up in that house, you see all them candy canes on that tree, and you ain't going to ask for one. Huh?
That was a very good point.
Huh?
Cleavon, I might be spelling your name wrong.
Are you looking on the streaming platforms?
Yeah. How I spell it, Clee?
What, streaming platforms?
No, Apple, your name.
A-P-P-L-E-Music.
No, Cleavon.
Music is
in your albums.
S-I-C.
Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turn to the city.
7:39, y'all, 21 minutes away from 8 a.m. on this very chilly Thursday morning.
A year after being charged with illegally owning a pet monkey, Chris Brown has finally somewhat put the case behind him. Mm. Now, December 2018, y'all probably don't remember this because I know I didn't. Chris Brown, he puts up a video of his Instagram. In the video, you can see his daughter, Royalty, cuddled up with a little pet monkey. Well, who has a problem with that? PETA. And what does PETA do? File a complaint against Chris Brown. And as a result of the complaint that was filed, formal charges were brought against Chris for illegally owning an exotic monkey without a permit. Two misdemeanors. He could have been facing up to 6 months in jail if he'd been found guilty. But yesterday, he was allowed to enter a diversion program. So in order for the charges to be formally dropped in June, he has to forfeit his rights to the monkey. The monkey's name was Fiji. He has to pay $35,000 to the facility that is now going to care for Fiji. He also cannot try to visit Fiji without making special arrangements first. And he's got to prove that he is not trying to purchase another exotic pet monkey by submitting to random searches whenever the police feel necessary.
What?
On top of that, he cannot get into any other legal trouble within the 6 months, or else he will be forfeiting this diversion program.
Well, when they want you, they'll go get you.
Well, when they want you, they will.
When they want you, they'll go get you.
All over the.
When they want you, they'll go get you.
All over the pet monkey.
So they'll sit back and they'll wait. They'll be like, well, something gonna happen.
Something gonna happen.
Something gonna happen. Wait a minute.
He got a monkey.
He got a monkey.
Yeah.
Let's give him 6 months probation.
Yeah. That's pretty much what
that's
it is.
That's definitely what it is.
That's pretty
a
much
a trap.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. So Chris, he just gotta stay clean. Just gotta stay clean.
Oh my God.
PETA, a spokesperson, released a statement. They said the pet trade tears baby monkeys away from their mothers and sells them to people who can't possibly care for them properly. CA wildlife officials did the right thing in acting on PETA's complaint and seizing the monkey from Chris. We hope this penalty will remind people everywhere that monkeys are sensitive wild animals, not pets, toys, or Instagram props.
People got pet monkeys, though.
People got pet monkeys, bro.
But rich people got pet monkeys because they can care for pet monkeys.
All animals should be considered wild if you're going to take it up under that context.
Child, I bet that monkey would have been better cared for by Chris than whatever wildlife.
Roxy, and then he making me pay $35,000.
Him and his mama. Him and his mama in the jungle running from other monkeys. You ever? I'm talking about running from stuff on to eat it.
And then you got to pay $35,000
for somebody. Facility when they to want take you, care of the monkey. Yes.
Bro, when they want you, they will come get you.
Because they ain't said nothing about Mike Tyson and his tiger. That tiger been in movies.
That Michael Jackson had a whole chimpanzee.
Walking with both.
Let me speak to you, baby. Talk to your body and teach you my language. I know you're used to these.
It's 102 Jams. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to know, does anybody know why there are 5 helicopters on Cone Avenue?
Or Cone Boulevard?
Yeah.
I don't, but we'll look into it.
Okay.
It's 5 helicopters just flying over Cone?
Yes.
Well, what color are the helicopters?
They're military helicopters. They're black. You can tell what they are.
They all black, though.
Uh-huh.
Not sure. If anybody got any details, though, hit us up.
If you see it, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Tennis. I'm with this shit like I'm Dennis. I started this shit, I'm a business. Niggas be hating, trying to blemish my image. Who want the smoke? 2-3 count with the scope. And still they clip long as a rope. We wipe his nose, tell like he had him a cold.
I'm trying, all over time, baby.
102 Jams, 7 minutes to 8 o'clock. And Carolina scored 22 points in the second half. last night against Ohio State. 27 in the first half, 22 in the second half for a combination of 49 points. Meanwhile, the other night, James Harden dropped 50.
By himself.
By himself, B-Rock.
Now, I'm not trying to rub it into anything.
Okay.
So one man dropped more points than y'all whole squad.
At home.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, I just didn't know if you had anything else you wanted me to say about it.
No, that's all. What you want me to, what you want?
You got a time machine?
Some kind words.
You got a time machine?
I have no kind words.
Don't need no kind words. Don't need no kind words. Need some scores. Somebody go down to Walmart and grab me some buckets. I'm going to take them to Chapel Hill later on today.
You should do that.
Just pull up and trap here with some buckets. That's what I'm doing. I get out there, Rock. I'm going to Walmart to buy some buckets, and I'm putting it on my Instagram. Yep, that's what I'm doing.
Put the kids on a boat. Put a brick in the figure of the
foe. RSCM to get to the box office and Ticketmaster.
The re-up.
Hey, you want a Xbox One? Because we're giving them away in the 12 days of Christmas that start Monday.
102. Jams.
4 minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 live crew on your radio. And we were just letting you hear quick mixes all morning long. Last hour, Drankin said that Lil' Kim was not a legend. Do you give legendary status to this artist in the quick mix? Alright, Drank. Do you give Lil Boosie legend?
No.
8 minutes after 8 o'clock. 3 live crew. Roxy, do you give Boosie legend?
No. Okay. I agree with my boy on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Good morning.
All right.
You like it what you see?
Hey, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, y'all. 3 live crew on your radio. Big shout to everybody who went to go see the Disney on Ice last night. If you were a winner and you went last night, hit us up. 336-680-1021. Want to know how you enjoyed it.
Yeah, that boy knew he couldn't pass that lie detector test.
Mm.
He knew it.
Mm.
Yesterday, I was telling y'all, Justin Timberlake got caught out there. He's filming a movie right now. And his co-star, while they filming a movie, they go out for a night on the town, and the paparazzi catch him. Yeah, that was trying to be sneaky on the low, holding hands under the table. She rubbing his little knee under the table. But no, the paparazzi caught you, Justin. And up until yesterday, Justin hadn't said nothing. And all the men was having his back. Oh, he can't be out with his co-star. They can't just be out rehearsing. They can't be out just having a good time. That's not what it was, though. And Jessica Biel, Justin Timberlake's wife, she knew that's not what it was. So what did she do? She said, well, you know what? Justin, if it was all innocent, take a lie detector test.
Yeah.
Take the test, Justin. And that boy knew he couldn't pass the test. So he dropped a little statement yesterday. He says, I stay away from gossip as much as I can, but for my family, I feel it's important to address recent rumors that are hurting the people I love.
Mm.
A few weeks ago, I displayed a strong lapse in judgment. But let me be clear. Nothing happened between me and my co-star.
Mm.
I drank
now
way
you're not
too
believe
much.
That. Now
can
you're
I
not,
finish reading his
not,
statement?
Would you read the statement? Do not put in your little sound effects.
Yeah. What sound effect did I put in?
Yeah.
Mm. That one.
That one.
Oh.
That one.
I had something in my throat.
Refrain from using your sound effects, please.
Justin Timberlake says, I drank way too much that night and I regret my behavior. I should have known better. This is not the example I want to set for my son. I apologize to my amazing wife and family for putting them through such an embarrassing situation. And I'm focused on being the best husband and father I can be. This was not that. I'm incredibly proud to be working on Palmer. I guess that's the movie. Looking forward to continuing to make this movie and excited for the people to see it.
Hey, a man ain't think quick on his feet, bro. You should have jumped out.
You knew he couldn't pass that test.
But no. That's why you go out there. That's why you go out there. Take it. Okay, I'm going to take it then. Take the old stupid. I'm going to take the stupid test. Sit down there. Oh, I'm nervous about this test. So nervous.
Yeah.
You got to go all row, all the way, all in.
Yeah.
Oh, so nervous. So then any answer to come out?
Really, Drake?
It ain't valid, no way.
Anything other than just saying, you know what, I was wrong, I'm sorry. Anything but that, huh? Anything but that with you, huh?
Hey, the way the paparazzi put it out there on me, I got to protect me.
Yes.
And she's so fine, too.
By just saying.
I didn't realize.
I was wrong.
I didn't realize who he was out with, the chick was. That's the chick from Raising Dion.
Alicia, that's her name.
Yeah, Alicia Wainwright.
Yeah.
She is gorgeous.
I ain't never seen Raising Dion.
She is gorgeous. Like, she is super gorgeous. Dang, JT.
Well, give me the test. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to take the test.
He knew he couldn't pass the test.
That boy knew.
When she threw that out there.
I want to see the pictures. Why can't I find the pictures now?
I don't know. I'll pull them up right now.
Honestly. I bet you will.
Jinx.
That's right. Bobby Shmurda, home in a week. Did we ever look and verify if he has been locked up for 7 years?
I didn't. I'll do it right now.
Yeah.
Man, we done forgot about Bobby, man.
I ain't forgot about Bobby.
Dot. Everybody has forgotten. Tekashi done took over Bobby little jail.
Hey, y'all see Bobby, Bill Cosby as a mentor in the prisons. All right. 22 minutes after 8, y'all.
Answer, who we mentoring?
The inmates clearly drank.
A certain type of inmate?
Roxy, when did Bobby Shmurda get locked up? You know yet?
I think 2016 off my initial read.
2016? What did I see? .102 Jams, catch us in the Greensboro and Winston parades going down Saturday. The whole squad will be there. Double duties on the parade Saturday, man. Come out, have some fun with us. Call Gunna if you want your burger. Oh, baby, you be lining your verses. Yeah. 102 Jams has your Thoughtspiration up next, baby.
Yes, sir, man. This Thursday, we back at it again.
Find the Chevy you want with the deal you can count on right now at Chevy.com.
What's good with it? What's good, everybody?
Yep.
8:31, 29 minutes to 9 o'clock.
Everybody.
41 degrees. The hottest day gonna be 55. The sun peaking. But it ain't hot, though. But it ain't gonna rain, though.
Mm-hmm.
Accidents. Greensboro, I-85, I-40 eastbound between Mount Hope Church Road, exit 132 and exit 138. The accident is cleared up, but it is still slow traffic in that area. I saw pictures of that area, and it was standstill. Looked like a daggone parking lot out there, Jeezy. All red lights. Nobody was moving. 220 northbound, right before I-85 business. There's an accident there causing delays as well. Nothing else really to report accident-wise. You definitely have your normal backups and delays in those areas that are normally congested. That is your 102 traffic jams on this good Thursday morning. What's happening?
Nothing.
Oh, I can tell, child.
Mm. Is it wrong to twerk while you work?
It's 102 jams, 23 minutes away from 9 a.m., 3 Live, right here on your radio. Good morning.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I sang it for all the youngins out there riding the daycare.
I showed you a video earlier.
That's who I do it for.
His mom said that his name was August, and he's 1 year old, and he sings the ooh, ooh with you every morning, or every Thursday morning, Clay.
I do it for my player partner, August. Keep all the honeys in check.
All of them, August.
Over there on the mat. Over there on the carpet by the blocks. Don't nobody touch blocks till August get over there and touch the first block.
Respect.
That's how my player partners do in daycare.
That's OG status in the daycare.
That's right. Bottles up. Inspirational quote number one.
Her. Dudes don't pull hair no more. Him. I know. Y'all keep cutting it off. We gotta slap the back of y'all head with green alcohol now.
Straight like that. I do if all my player partners in daycare getting bottle service right now.
Bottle service?
Waitress, please, to my section. bottles up. Thoughtspirational quote number two.
Oh, everybody want to settle down now. But 30 degrees ago, y'all was...
Yeah, hey, y'all show. Y'all was in the clubs. Yeah. I mean, y'all was dancing. Now look at your knees ashy, your knuckles. Man, I can't keep the ash off my knuckles when this winter weather hit. Mm. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. Ooh. Mm. What's up? What's up, baby Rock? You don't ever have no problem with ashiness?
Yeah, she
I mean,
did.
Just put on lotion.
Because the other day, Drinking sent me a picture.
Mm. No, he didn't.
Mm. He did. Inspirational quote number three.
Women say the most hurtful shit when arguing. Well, finish your own job application, you slow mother.
You slow mother.
And you be mad, he go over there to your friend's house.
Yeah.
She finished.
Yeah. And she helped my man out.
Yeah, she put broccoli in her noodles anyway.
Mm.
You over there just putting a little seasoning, a little hot sauce. Nah. My girl add protein to hers over there.
Mm.
Did I ever ask you to take me to go shopping in
12 days of Christmas? Starts Monday. Right here on 102 Jams, baby.
George Zimmerman just will not let Trayvon Martin rest in peace. Man.
He's a work, man.
He is such a scumbag. Yesterday.
More than Future?
Way more than Future.
Wow.
Way more than Future.
Way more.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he filed papers to sue Trayvon Martin's parents and their lawyer. And George Zimmerman is claiming that he was a victim of conspiracy, malicious prosecution, and defamation. Remember the girl, Rachel, that testified in his trial? The girl that was on the phone with Trayvon Martin when it all went down?
Vaguely, yes.
Yes, she was testifying to things she heard while she was on the phone with Trayvon. She said that Trayvon told her somebody was following him, and then she heard the confrontation between George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
Well, according to George Zimmerman, she really was not the person who was on the phone with Trayvon Martin at the time when the incident went down. George Zimmerman says that it was really her stepsister who was on the phone with Trayvon Martin, but the stepsister did not want to take the stand. So he's saying that Trayvon Martin's family, along with their lawyer and the prosecution, conspired to put Rachel in her spot because she was a stronger witness than the stepsister. Now, everybody is claiming this is total BS.
Yeah.
They have no idea where George Zimmerman is coming up with this story.
Facts.
But this is a story he's running with, and $100 million is what he's suing for.
Gosh. Now, I'm not going to hold you, and this is not the popular opinion, but if the prosecution did do that, then he has every right to sue them.
Sue the prosecution?
And whoever else conspired to daggone to put that story together, bro.
I ain't with none of it. He ain't got no right to do nothing.
I don't like it.
He ain't got no right to do nothing.
I don't like it. I don't. I don't think it's horrible to even say. But if they went and bent the law in ways so that they could have a more viable witness on the stand, that's not cool either, man. That's not cool.
Ain't nobody did that.
Right. I don't think nobody did that either. And I would just like to stand on the side that says nobody did that. Even if somebody did do that, I still would like to say nobody did that. Because like you said to start this break, George Zimmerman is a dork.
Hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go. Why?
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew. Good morning to you. What's up?
Hey, good morning, family. Hey, let me tell you something about that comment that was just read off. Let me tell you something. Black people do not get enough credit for one thing. You can do your homework behind this. We're some of the most humble and forgiving people in the world. And that's one of our biggest problems.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to tell you something. We want things to let it go and go on about our business. But for this idiot, I don't care who they put up there. The police told you not to follow the guy.
Yeah.
That's enough for me. I don't care if Bugs Bunny was on the other end of the telephone. This dude has lost his mind. He really has.
Yeah.
And he's driving me crazy. I'm surprised. All I can't say what I want to say on the phone.
Say what you want to say.
But y'all know where I'm going with.
Say what you want to say.
I'm really surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, breathing is still. I mean, shut up. But Rock, I'm going to tell you something before I get off this phone. And when you bust out laughing, I love it. This sends me into orbit. That day you bust out laughing and got me in trouble with B-Dot.
How you get in trouble with me?
Well, what happened? We were talking about what happened if your mom and daddy get married without informing you.
Yeah.
And after I said what I had to say, Roxy bust out laughing. Then you hung the phone up. I didn't get mad.
Yeah. I'm quick on the hang up.
I mean, Roxy got me in trouble.
You got 5 minutes to DJ Lil Vegas time. What's on your mind?
Hey, y'all ain't say nothing about the Tar Heel game last night.
Roxy?
Yes, we have.
Every hour I've been talking about it.
I was about to say, he's been randomly dropping bad stats from the game all show.
To the point Roxy's gotten annoyed.
I've actually gotten sick of hearing the bad stats.
Yeah.
That's how much he's talked about.
How do we shoot from the field, Rock? 27
for 27.
I'm about to say 22. How many points did we score in the second half, Rock?
Was that
22? 22 points in the second half. How many points did we lose by, Rock? 25.
Okay.
Was it the worst loss as a ranked team in Carolina history in the Dean Dome?
Yes.
Absolutely. 74-49. Roxy, who scored more points than us the other night?
James Harden.
Anything else you need from me, brother?
Have a good day, sir.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and B.
All the hottest jams you just heard on 102. We're brought to you by
Ever Produced. Nitro Circus is coming to BB&T Football Field Friday, May 1st. Tickets available Friday, December 6th at NitroCircus.com. Back at it.
Yeah, with DJ Lil Vegas in a throwback mix this beautiful Thursday.
102 Jams.
Right now on Drankin's IG Live, he's reading lyrics from LL Cool J. I have no clue why.
Head Sprung.
Because Vegas play Head Sprung.
That's right. And we let all them stupid lyrics ride. We let them ride. First of all, nobody calls him Big Ellie.
Nobody. It's 12 minutes after 9, y'all. Three
nobody
live crew.
Nobody ever did?
No.
Back in the day, they did?
No, they did not.
Who would have done that?
That's what he said. They called me.
Who is they?
Oh, first of all.
They did call him.
Fresh on the scene, hard LL. He would have looked at them real in a, like, what you just called me?
Big Ellie.
Big Ellie? I can't live without my radio, LL.
Hey, man, the 102 Jams, 12 Days of Christmas, starts this Monday. Be ready for it. Let's go.
She ain't got no money in the bank. No. She can't go.
Beer wrong. Just saw it. Had to come to you immediately.
Oh, baby.
Yin Yang Twins.
I know what you're about to say.
Lloyd.
Come on with it.
Sammy.
Come on with it.
Pretty Rick.
Come on with it.
Soulja Boy.
Come on with it.
Omarion.
Come on with it.
Boy, Bow Wow.
Come on with it.
On what tour?
Millennium.
That's right.
Just added.
Now, come on with it.
Not my girl.
Ashanti. Now, come on with it.
Oh, baby.
Hey, boy, now they just took that thing to another level, didn't they?
Yo.
Hey. They just took
can it. Can I get my tickets,
babe?
Can I get my tickets, babe?
Ashanti.
I'm crazy for Ashanti.
Has just been added to the Millennium Tour 2020. And listen, this thing is going to be hot.
I'm going to backstage to meet Ashanti.
Oh, you want
to
meet Ashanti?
Who
do we get to introduce this year?
We got to introduce somebody.
We got to kick the show off at the last one.
We sure did. I forgot we did all that.
Yes. Yeah, we did.
We was right there.
It was lit.
Yeah, when I tell you, we stood right there.
It was lit.
We saw Pretty Ricky with their shoes off.
We was right there.
We saw them dancers flip that boy up. Look.
Do you like the addition of Ashanti to the Millennium Tour?
They heard the ladies and responded.
Look for the 102 Jams fam in the Greensboro and Winston-Salem Christmas parades going down this Saturday. We're going to be there. You should be there. Come out there and have some fun with us. It's 102, baby.
Yes, sir, man. This Thursday, we back at it again.
Cheese and sauce participating shops plus tax, price higher on delivery, prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello!
Mm-hmm.
9:29 minutes at the 9 o'clock.
75 degrees. Now, how did that gonna be 55? Sun out. Ain't gonna be no rain. And that's what's up.
That is what's up, Bone.
Vegas over there sitting in that chair looking on his phone like he all of that.
Mm. My boy busy. My boy making power moves.
Whatever.
It's the end of 2019.
He ain't nothing but a tease.
Oh, he been teasing you?
That's all he is. Don't even get on him. Ladies, keep it moving past him. He ain't nothing but a tease.
He teased you?
He looking at me like he don't even know what the hell she's talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him like I don't know him. Mm. That's how I'm looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
Tease.
He teased you?
Vegas, did you tease Bone?
Yes!
He said I didn't pretty
He definitely said I didn't.
Pretty believable. He's pretty believable.
Yeah. It's no accidents to report. We're looking good out there on the roads. Just your normal delays. Let's keep that energy all morning, all right?
And he teased you?
How?
Oh, you really want to know?
Crank up the heat. 102 Jams.
Good, good. Play if you want, let's do it. Hi, I'm a young CEO, sure.
102 Jams, yeah. Three Live Crew here. It is 9:33. Good morning to you.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Good morning, Clee.
Just maxing. You understand what I'm saying? What's going on with y'all?
Morning, Clee.
Cooling.
Hey, y'all get y'all some Black Friday stuff?
Yep.
Nah.
Now you ain't go out shopping?
Nah.
What'd you get, Baby Rock?
Got a TV, got some pots and pans, some blinds.
How many inches was the TV?
Dang.
How many inches was it?
Just a little something.
Oh, just a little something.
Sound like about 70. When somebody throw it out there and don't want to put it out there, sound like about 70.
Either it's 70 or 28.
Yeah.
Either you don't want to, either too big to tell or too small or even want to. Inspirational quote number one.
Could have got a MacBook, Rock.
How the hell your breath stank around Christmas? It's free peppermints everywhere.
Everywhere.
Hey, that's real. Everybody got.
That's real. You said something, boy.
Everybody got them. They sitting on people's little desks.
Because they match
the front
scene.
With
yeah.
the receptionist. Yeah. Hey, they in church. There's just peppermints. Here you go. Oh. Well, fire burning in me. Thoughtspirational quote number two.
Her. Dudes don't pull hair no more. Him. I know. Y'all keep cutting it off. We got to slap the back of y'all head with green alcohol now.
What's up?
What's up?
Babe, Rob, you got a little short hair.
So?
Dude, Rob.
You got a short hair.
So?
Dude, can't even pull that.
And my man Chris re-up on that green alcohol.
I do got enough at the top for pulling.
You know how awkward that is, him to grab you at the top of your scalp, pulling your
Okay, jeans. I got enough.
Gonna hurt your neck pulling that.
Yes, sir.
The inspirational quote number three.
Oh, everybody wanna settle down now. But 30 degrees ago, y'all was
30 degrees ago. All of y'all just living it up. Look at you now. Look at you now.
Quality thoughtspirations this morning.
Look at you now.
One oh two jams. Good morning. Free for all. Final hour. What's on your mind right now,
bro? We looked like NIT last night.
Thank you, BA.
We gotta laugh to keep them crying, man.
Ain't no laughing. Ain't no crying.
Hey,
just whack.
Hey, it was some laughing going on. I laughed every time Huff was in the video picture. Every time Big Huff, when I tell you Big Huff is the clumsiest.
Man, he be trying his best,
too. That's the white
boy?
No.
Big black dude.
He the brother. He the brother with the mohawk.
Yeah, he come in here big. He come in to relieve the big.
With the frohawk, though. It's a frohawk.
You said you want to start KJ and move Cole to the two?
No, I didn't say starter, but I definitely think he needs more minutes. He need play tech minutes. At least when he comes, like, I don't want him shooting and all that, but I do want KJ coming in trying to facilitate the offense a little bit more. Why not? He a good point guard.
Hey, he was moving that field, though.
He a good point guard. He played good against Oregon, too. Like, he's a good point guard, dog.
Dang.
But I don't know. I'm just not feeling Cole at the one, man. Like, something just ain't clicking right, dog.
What's his true position?
Like, the two, I guess. I don't really know.
Oh, so he wasn't a point guard in high school.
He was a point guard.
But, I mean,
but he a scorer,
he's a bucket.
Though. Yeah, he a
so
scorer.
So you want him to have the ball. You know what I'm saying? He's just a bucket.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if it's system. I don't know what it is, but something ain't clicking.
I didn't like him starting the offense either, though, Dot. I didn't.
I don't.
It doesn't. He doesn't need to be starting the offense.
It don't. It almost seemed like that James Harden type vibe where you just sit and wait for him to get his joint off and then, like, you know, like, people trying to move, but it ain't the same. Like, when KJ in there, everybody's moving. Like, when Roy put in the daggone backup five, like,
Everybody was moving, bro.
They was getting layups. Like, they was just playing a lot more efficient. When it's the Cole Anthony show and Cole ain't dropping buckets, like, he hit you two threes, you'd be like, all right, we ready to roll. Then he don't score no more for the rest of the game. You'd be like, damn, that was it.
He didn't score. Are you exaggerating?
No,
or he
I'm
really did.
I'm not exaggerating. No, really, I'm saying
exactly
to you.
What
he had two threes back to back that you
I've
saw.
I've seen him, yeah.
And
he didn't score again?
For the rest of the game.
Yeah.
For the rest of the game, Rob.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I
went
to sleep.
I did, and I sat and watched it. Fans was running out there trying to beat that traffic so fast. The Ohio chant at the end of the game was the loudest chant I've ever heard in the Dean Dome. It wasn't a Tar Heel chant.
Shut up.
Man, it didn't even look like it was that many Ohio State fans in there.
It didn't.
Man, it was so loud.
Bruh.
It was so loud.
Loud.
It was loud, loud. You don't know. You were asleep, BA.
And not only that, but the ACC done took, what? Well, we down. The challenge, well,
you know, right, now we lost the challenge 8-6.
Yeah, 8-6.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
If we would have won, we would have tied the challenge at 7 apiece. That was the best
we
could do.
Don't act concerned. You ain't concerned. I'm like, oh, dang.
Well, they did.
I am concerned about the challenge. We did our part.
They did their part.
So?
Look at my man. All he had was so.
Hey, I did this. Wake Forest scored more points last night than we did.
Man, listen.
And they got smacked by 22 by Penn State. They put up 54 points. We didn't score 50 points last night at home.
Them transfers trash.
Yeah, Killen and Pierce ain't gave us nothing.
Oh, them transfers is trash.
Killen and Pierce ain't gave us nothing. It's sad
they
to watch.
Trash.
And I'm so disappointed because I just thought so much better out of all of them. B-Rob, Killen, and Pierce. I just expected more.
Pierce can't.
So what was Baycott like telling us during the summer, we got this person, he was
expecting Killen to do something the same way I was expecting Killen to do something.
Where did Killen come from?
And Harris, Killen came Charleston Southern. What's it called? Harris ain't playing right now at guard. We still got two guards that ain't played at all.
But let me ask you this, though. Are they gonna help?
I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of Harris from what I've seen. But like, I don't know what to expect. They can't do worse than Play Tech and damn B-Rob right now.
I thought I would never say this. I wish 7 had a save.
Damn, now you want 7th. Now look at y'all. Now you're begging for 7th to come back. You know it's bad when they talking about we wish 7th would have stayed. And all of them hated 7th. All of them hated 7th.
Collective.
The best 8th grader in the world, Rock. Bye, man. I don't know how to do this with you, Brandon.
Hey.
13 minutes and it'll be 10 a.m. It's 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew, and what it seems to be the Triad's favorite new game.
Birthday trivia.
Yep.
I've got some celebrity birthdays here in front of me along with clues. If you know whose birthday it is based on my clue, your name is your buzzer. Please keep in mind, shenanigans will result in the loss of a point. Dot, are you ready?
Ready.
Drake, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. First up, this guy, he is the king of rock and roll. The George Peach. Drake.
The George what?
Mm-mm.
He the king of rock and roll?
Yes.
Chuck Berry.
That is incorrect.
Cause he was.
The Living
I'm
Dying.
I'm saying what's
the
real.
The Living Flame, the I'm Southern Child. Up. Tutti Frutti. Good Golly Miss Molly.
Oh, Dot.
Dot.
Are you going to stand up and be right? Or is you going to get a point? Which one you want to do? Huh? You going to stand up for your people?
You've been warned.
Standing up for my people.
I can't think of his name to save my life. Lionel Richie. I'm wrong as hell.
Lionel Richie is incorrect.
God,
incorrect.
What's his name?
I don't want the point. Chuck Berry.
God, what is his name?
All right. So I will leave that one for the listeners. I'll leave that for our loyal listeners.
I dare you to call
crew
up here and say anything else than Chuck Berry, people.
Minus one.
Oh, I did?
Minus one. because you had already been warned. Too many shenanigans. 336-680-1021. You can call up if you know the answer and give your point to either Dot or Drank. All right, next up. The score is currently 0-1 because Drank has lost a point.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Can I sorry it back?
Can I guess it now?
No.
Can I sorry it back?
This lady, she's a singer. Knock You Down. Turn Me On. Drank.
Carrie Hilson.
Carrie Hilson is correct.
I wasn't going to get that either.
That brings you up to 0. It ain't nothing like to steal a point, how old is Carrie Hilson?
Huh?
Carrie Hilson is 38, Rock.
That is incorrect. Drank, how old is Carrie Hilson?
It must be close.
40.
Damn. That is incorrect as well. 37. Dot, you were very close. 37.
I was supposed to.
All right. The score is currently nothing to nothing.
But I know the dude's name now.
Shut up.
You're going to get a warning. You say something else.
This lady, she's an act. You know what?
Oh, I hate it.
Nah, don't let Dot. Don't give in.
Please don't. I'm just a little boy. I'm just a little boy.
Little boy, go do it. You know what? We're not playing no more. No, I'm out. 11 minutes to 10 o'clock.
I was just a little boy.
Stop.
We need to finish the game.
You are a biased judge, man.
I am.
I'm taking a point away from you.
You get the bag and fumble it. I get the bag and flip it and tumble it.
7 minutes till 10 a.m. Good morning.
Good morning. Is the answer Little Richard? Yes, it's Little Richard.
All right.
I knew it was L.R.
All right. So very important. Ma'am, what is your name?
Ty.
Ty, are you giving your point to Dot or Drank?
I'm a baby.
I'm going to give it to Drank.
Oh, my goodness. Because I'm a little baby.
This game counts today, this is some bull.
We're not done.
He's still over here doing his baby voice and not being reprimanded.
I'm a grown man.
What are you doing?
I'm grown.
All right. He's grown. All right.
Does that need to be said?
Hey, hey.
Do you want a warning?
Do you?
F*** y'all, man. He shouldn't get to determine if I get a warning or not.
He doesn't. I do. Now, do you want to finish the game? Because right now you've lost, but I still have another birthday.
I lost.
You're down 0-1. Next birthday. This chick, she's an actress. Nunu.
Drinkers.
I heard Drank first.
Hey, Lauren London.
Lauren London is correct. That it's correct.
What you gonna do? What?
You've been warned. That is shenanigans.
Warn these.
Dot, to steal the point steal and get these. On the board.
Damn the board.
How old board? Is Lauren London?
Old enough to have sex with Lil Wayne.
All right.
I can't understand why you just can't be professional during this game, and we do it every day.
Drank is congratulations.
Thank you, Roxy.
Lauren London is 35 years old. Congratulations.
And I, you know,
you are victorious today in birthday trivia.
If you keep on, that's worth this game worth 2 points. What you think?
And if it is your birthday, happy birthday to you.
Tell the people happy birthday to say birthday.
Tell them
today,
happy birthday, Doc. Don't be a sore loser.
Yeah, I'm sick of getting robbed on this game, man.
What?
Yeah, I'm sick of
it. You're up 50 points.
Yeah, I'm sick of it, man. To hell with both of y'all. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Stay Live Crew, Drake and Rock and Beat. Stay Live Crew, Drake and Rock and Beat.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of The Preamble. Listen, I know you're dealing with a lot, and it's even harder to do it when the world around you feels chaotic. But I'm here to help. Each week, my expert guests and I slow things down to talk about the stories shaping our world, what's really happening behind the headlines, why it matters, how it all connects. And if you're ready for real understanding and maybe even a little bit of hope, follow and listen to The Preamble wherever you get your podcasts.